Welcome back, everyone, to the Comics Annihilation Podcast. Thank you for joining me after such a very long time. I know it's been a while. Many things have happened since the last time we hopped on a podcast. But, you know, I figured it was time we'd come back with some fire, with some bangers. I really miss doing podcasts. I got this whole microphone set up. I got my AirPod Pro headphones. Fucking love them, by the way. And I've just been very busy. If you follow my letterbox, you know I've been busy busting out these reviews for these movies. We've had so many movies. I'm actually sitting at like 84 movies right now. But this time around, we are doing the podcast a little bit more different. If you listen to the previous renditions of the podcast, I used to do like an hour long to like maybe like 40 minute long episodes where I'd be covering topics and stuff like that. But this time around, we're going to do things a little bit more different. And we are kind of turning this into like a review type of thing, you know, where I'm going to be doing like 10 to 20 minute long episodes, each one being a movie review episode, and probably going to get you guys around like three of them per week. So every movie that I watch per week, I'll make an episode, each one being specific to that movie. And no better way to start that than to talk about Godzilla Minus One. And before we go into that, if you haven't already, go ahead and follow my Instagram at TCAP Show. Go ahead and follow my Letterboxd at TCAP Show. That is where I post all of my movie reviews if you want to keep up with those. And I also post a lot of news and also the short movie reviews on my Instagram. So go ahead and follow that. And yeah, go ahead and follow the podcast if you have not done that already. But if you're listening, then I imagine you already have. But yeah, Godzilla, man. I'm not going to lie. These last couple weeks have been such a... It's a good time to be a Godzilla fan right now, really. Because right now on Apple TV Plus, you got Monarch, which I saw the first two episodes of it, and I really liked it. And then we got Godzilla Minus One, a Toho Japanese movie about Godzilla, something we haven't really gotten in theaters. And a couple days ago, we actually got our first trailer for Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, which is pretty cool, by the way. Sure, it looks like it's not going to be a very good movie, but it looks like it's a lot of fun, and I cannot wait to go and watch that one. But we're not talking about that one today. We are talking about the Toho Godzilla Minus One, Japanese one. Fuck. But without further ado, let's get into Godzilla Minus One. So the basic summary of this movie is it's about a suicide pilot, or... Let me just run you down through the movie. By the way, all these episodes are going to be spoiler reviews. So if you have not watched Godzilla Minus One yet and you don't want to be spoiled, go ahead and click off of the podcast, go watch it, and come right back. But let me run you down the movie real quick. So the movie begins with a kamikaze slash suicide pilot who chickens out of his mission and ends up on a island where is specialized to fix planes. And when he gets there, he encounters Godzilla, which kills many of his workers slash friends. And that is guilt that this main character has to live with for the rest of his life. And since most of these names are in Japanese, I'm just going to go off of the simple names. We'll go with this character as Pilot. So the pilot is the one that survived this Godzilla attack. He has a lot of nightmares and PTSD about what happened on that island. And then later on in the movie, he encounters this woman who is carrying a child who isn't hers. And along the way, they develop a good relationship in terms of giving this kid a good life. And really just doing the best they can in the environment they're in, because they are living in a broken down house where it was a victim to Godzilla's many destroyings. And he gets a letter in the mail from the US government asking the pilot if he wants to go on a mission with these other crew members to go hunt down these mines that are in the ocean. So along the way, the pilot meets some new friends. You have the scientist, and then you have two other dudes. The two other dudes aren't as important. The scientist is, so we'll focus on that guy in a little bit. But then once they are doing their job in terms of cutting the sea mines and just throwing them away so like no one gets accidentally bombed, you know, because these are post-World War II things, so that you're going to have like booby traps everywhere. And while they're doing that, they encounter the first look at this Godzilla. And keep in mind, this is not your friendly Godzilla. This is, I'm going to destroy your whole fucking city, Godzilla. And he does indeed do that. He proceeds to take down a ship with a simple bite. He starts chasing down the ship and almost gets these people. But they got away, but Godzilla, he found the city and destroyed the shit out of it. And along the way, Godzilla uses his nuclear breath, which is insanely awesome in this movie. The way that they're able to show how far, how damaging this nuclear breath can be, the impact of it is insane. It's such a theatrical event and is one that you have to go watch in theaters. But during that whole attack, the, I guess you could say friend of the pilot, the one that had the baby, she is a victim to this attack and actually dies, which is one of the main motivations for this character. So later on, the scientist creates a plan about how they are going to sink Godzilla to the bottom of the ocean. They go through with their plan after a couple of 2 days, 3 days, something like that, where they're all anticipating this. They all know that they have a high chance of probably dying, but they're going through with this mission in terms of defeating the infamous Godzilla. And along the way, the kamikaze pilot, he actually does one last ride to distract Godzilla so the people can put this string of, like, I forgot what they're called, but it was supposed to sink Godzilla to the ground. And he distracts him. The ships get a hold of Godzilla and are able to ignite the plan. And, well, they sink Godzilla to the bottom of the floor. And right before the movie ends, you see Godzilla move. So that is the end of Godzilla Minus One. Of course, a lot more stuff happens later on in the movie. Oh, and then the friend of the pilot, he fell in love with her and she ended up being alive, actually. So, yeah, that's basically the very most simplest brief summary of Godzilla Minus One. And let's start off with the bad things of this movie. The cons. This movie was great, you know, but I only have a little bit of cons for this one. And the first one is that some of the dialogue. There were moments in this movie where the characters are talking to each other. And I know this is something that is a lot more different with these Japanese movies, but sometimes they tend to be a little bit too dramatic in terms of they'll be having a normal conversation and then things escalate to like, la, 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 la. And it's like, well, that was kind of out of nowhere, you know? And there were a couple moments in the movie where it kind of just caught me off guard and kind of took me out of the scene, you know? I get it's more of like a thing with the Japanese films or any foreign film like that, where they tend to be a little bit more dramatic for the movie's sake. But I just found it to be a little too much, you know? I feel like the line delivery could have been a little bit better in those moments. But nonetheless, there was only like maybe 3 or 4 of those moments in the movie, and something you probably won't notice too much unless you really look for it. Another con I had with the movie was also not another big one, but Godzilla's movement. The way they made Godzilla in this movie is phenomenal in terms of the character design, the way his facial expressions look. But one of the things that bothered me and that looked kind of silly was the way he moved, and mostly when he's in the city, he like kind of moves at like a chicken robotic type of way, you know, like very stiff. Like I would have liked a little bit more elusiveness in terms of this Godzilla. It doesn't have to be like the Godzilla X Kong trailer where this dude's fucking running like a 40-yard dash, but at least add a little bit more wiggle to this Godzilla figure, because it kind of looked a little bit too stiff to where it kind of looked a little fake, like a robot. And I thought that it looked a little bit silly to me, but then again, it wasn't a huge con to the movie and it did not take me out of anything. I really like the design they did for it, way more different than what Warner Bros. Is doing with their Godzilla, which I love, by the way. And it's always nice to see these different renditions of Godzilla and how Toho looks at it. But those are the only cons that I have for this movie. Let's move on to the pros and end things off nicely. First, I got to start off with, it's just a great human story. Now, one of the main things that a lot of people don't like about the newer Godzilla movies, and by the newer ones, I mean like the Warner Bros., like Godzilla King of Monsters, Godzilla vs. Kong, Godzilla 2014. Those movies, I love them. Tons of fun. But the one thing that lacks a lot is a great human story. And it's kind of like the directors kind of just know what they're walking into. They're like, let's make a movie with great monster fight scenes and very minimal effort for the human story. Well, this one is a lot more different. It had a great story about a pilot who is dealing with PTSD of a monster that killed his friends, and he could have done something about it, but he didn't, and he ends up living with that nightmare for the rest of his life. It like made the stakes even higher in this movie, and it made you feel like these people have something to fight for. You get connected to a lot of the group that he's with. Like one of my favorite characters in the movie was the scientist. He was really cool. You start to grow affectionate for the girl that he's kind of fallen in love with, and the baby that they're fostering and basically becoming parents to. And you just feel an attachment to these people. And that's something that you really don't get with the other Godzilla movies. And that's why I think this one is the best Godzilla movie, is that this actually has a great story. And you know it's a good movie when you take away all the Godzilla craziness. And at the end of the day, it's just a great human story. Something that has stakes, something that means something. It makes you root against Godzilla. And a lot of the time I find myself not rooting for the humans whenever it comes to the Warner Bros. Godzilla movies. But they did a good job of telling a great compelling story here. And I'm actually really excited with what they try to do in the future. And that is a huge pro for me. Another pro I had for the movie was amazing VFX and sound design. Okay, so I'm going to say here there are maybe two or three, maybe four moments in the movie where you're like, okay, that clearly is not real. That's clearly VFX work. That is a green screen. There was not a lot of that in this film. And the Godzilla figure looked great, amazing, menacing. A lot of the shipwrecks and stuff like that looked pretty realistic. And one of the things that I loved was the sound design for Godzilla, especially when he uses his nuclear blast. That shit was sick, because it's like, like it was crazy. Like I can't even like do it justice. You have to go and watch this for yourself. But I think they did a great design like that, with the whole nuclear blast, the movements, the wreckage that he's causing to the city is just chaotic. And I love what they did with that. And considering this movie was only made for $15 million is actually insane. Because you got movies out here like fucking Ant-Man, Quantumania, and the Marvels, which are made with like $200 million. And they don't look one-eighth of what Godzilla Minus One looks like. And it's actually quite embarrassing. If anything, it's just a bigger example as to you don't need that much money to make visual effects look good in a movie. But Toho over here does a really good job of the VFX. I wouldn't say the best of the year or in contention for the best of the year, but it's right up there. You know, it's almost about to be in that tier, and it's just really good special effects. I love what they did here. Another pro that I have for this movie is it had a great flow. For a movie that is around, I believe, briefly 2 hours long, there wasn't a point in the story where I was getting a little bit bored or checking the time to see how much of the movie was left. I did a lot of that for Napoleon. This one just seemed to flow real good. You start off hot, and then you get familiar with these characters, and then you just start getting really invested into how the fuck are they going to defeat this godly animal against these puny humans. How the hell are they going to do it? And it just, it moved at such a great pace that it just, you did not get bored. You have tons of fun with what's going on. It really is a well-crafted story that, my bad, that really did not lack anything, you know. Sure, there is some safer things they took with it, like the girlfriend ends up surviving at the end, which it's nice and all, but I feel like if they wanted to make things a little bit more important, they could have kept her dead, and that would have hurt this guy forever. But, you know, everyone likes a good ending, so it's nice that she survived. But yeah, it really is not one of those movies that you're going to get bored with or just contemplate leaving the theater, you know, and it just had a great flow with it. And the last pro that I have for this movie is great acting all around. And sure, this movie was in Japanese. I had to read the subtitles, but you can tell all these actors put emotion into this movie. Besides the moments where they did not have the best delivery and were a little too dramatic, there were times where the acting was great. The moment where the pilot finds out that the girl that he's had feelings for dies in an attack, you just feel the emotion coming off of him. You feel sorry for him. You feel like he has nothing left to lose and that he's just going to go and fuck up Godzilla. It really is a good job that Toho did here with just casting these actors. The scientist did a great job in terms of playing a scientist, you know. They all around, I don't think there was a bad performance. And I'm really curious to see if these actors return for a second one or perhaps the whole franchise, because I believe they are planning on doing a franchise. But nonetheless, those are my pros for Godzilla Minus One. Let's go to our rating. And if you've been following my Instagram or my Letterboxd, you already know I gave this movie. And I grade my movies out of 5. I gave Godzilla Minus One a 4.5 out of 10. Or out of 5, I mean, my bad. I thought it was fantastic. It exceeded my expectations and they were already high. It is my number 7 movie of the year. And it was just a phenomenal. It is the best Godzilla movie of all time. Until, you know, they make a second or third one that could be better. But it was an insane achievement for all Godzilla fans. One that every Godzilla fan is going to cherish forever. And it was just such an incredible experience. It is a theatrical experience. And you need to watch this in a theater. Please don't watch it at home. And my recommendation for this movie, it's a must watch for any person. If you just want to find something entertaining to go watch at the movies with your friends, go watch Godzilla Minus One. If you are a film connoisseur like me, go watch this movie. Tons of stuff that you could take away from it and love. And, you know, last of all, if you are a Godzilla fan, go watch this one. If you don't watch this one in the theaters, are you really a Godzilla fan? It's just that fucking good, bro. You guys need to go watch it. It's really good. But that does it for our Godzilla Minus One TCAP review. Let me know what you guys think. Our next episode is going to be Napoleon, which, spoiler alert, I did not like as much as Godzilla Minus One. And there are going to be a ton of things to talk about in that one. But that does it for our shorter episode of today. Look forward to the next episode's coming out this week. I believe it's just gonna be Napoleon, and then next week it's gonna be Wish, Silent Night, and Dream Scenario, movies that I watch in the theaters. But that does it for me tonight, and I wish you guys a good rest of your night.